What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today here. And it is June 15th. And basically, I'm signed on to the show to start it. Steve Elkins is going to be taking over the show. He's got a guest here to share with you. Apparently there were a lot of phone calls and emails that were sent to RBN, and they asked if I would come on the air and sort of explain what's going on. As you're already aware, I'm an old guy. You know, I'm not one of those who goes around trying to pretend that he's 20, 30 years younger than he really is. I'm coming up on my 70th birthday. And Tuesday, I blacked out in the morning, and I don't remember anything that happened until I woke up at the hospital, and they gave me a CAT scan and an MRI and an echocardiogram and an EEG, and the good news is there's no permanent damage, but they're saying I definitely had some kind of a seizure. And I'm not going to be allowed to drive until a neurologist kind of clears me, which is kind of depressing me and everything. And it could just be the fact that I'm overworked, and so I'm taking the rest of this week off. And I plan on being back on the air full time on Monday, because I definitely want to do the week before Independence Day. So, Steve Elkins, do you have any questions or anything for me?
No, I'm just get better and come back Monday full swing. And like I said to your wife the other night, we need you in this hunt. We need this dog in the hunt. So
yeah, well, the worst is coming. Is getting long in the tooth. What can
the worst is coming. We need the dog in the hunt. So stay. Yeah. Get well.
Well, I certainly will. And but, you know, it is a reminder that I'm not young anymore. And I've been doing this for almost half my life, since 1994. And, you know, it is a lot of energy running the website, prepping for the show, doing the show. And so the doctors did tell me to take it kind of easy, which is what I'm doing from now until next Monday. And I guess that's about all the news. I mean, again, the good news is they didn't see any permanent signs of damage like a stroke or anything. And, you know, they're saying when you get over 60, you can just have these kind of mental seizures, and it's a little depressing. The alternative is to not be alive, and that's even more depressing. So that's kind of where we are. So you've got an interesting guest on the show today, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, I do. In the second hour, actually, riding a shotgun with me is former host, my good friend Steve Starrs from KHNC. He's going to be with me riding shotgun the first hour and the second hour, of course. We've got a guest named Virginia Fahar, and she's working with RFK Jr. on a 5G EMF lawsuit. Yeah, and we're going to tie this into the messenger RNA COVID shot, the ingredients, graphene oxide, and I think there's another one Steve Starrs talked about. So we're going to kind of break this down here. What is in this shot here? And, of course, under the emergency use authorization, keeping the ingredients to the vaccines, actually these truly aren't vaccines or shots, is very secretive. And we're going to talk about that in the second hour.
Well, I got to tell you, since, I had my little episode in the hospital, you know, I went back and I looked at that story about how the vaccine adverse database, adverse event database, is showing thousands of people who are experiencing brain damage from these shots. Right. And, obviously it's crossed my mind that that may be a big part of what I'm dealing with right now.
Yeah. That could be, Michael. We have to keep an eye on this here. I don't know if there's any kind of detox once you've taken these shots. I think some are talking detox. I'm not sure. There's been some talk about it, but that's something definitely to consider. And I guess you know not to take any more. So you and Claire will be no more vaccines for you guys. You're done, right?
No, we're not doing that, but they've got me loaded up on bunches of other stuff now.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for that update. And like I said, get well over the weekend. I gave your wife some directions here. I think I talked about a fine wine this evening to relax you and find some good music. and we'll see you back on the Behind the Mic on Monday night. Right.
All right. Well, definitely looking forward to that. And again, we've got the new website up and running, and you know, we are continuing to update that through the weekend.
Sounds great, Mike. Sounds great. All right. We'll see you next. We'll see you next Monday then.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot.
You got it. You got it. All right. To bring on my co-host, Mr. Steve Starrs. Are you there?
Yeah, I am, and it was good to hear Mike back. We're all wishing and praying for the best for him. Good to be on the show again. You know, most of your listeners are, well, probably most of them don't know me. Excuse me. But I was did a show quite a few years ago, Lightspeed, you know, back in 2016. And so it's always good to be back with you, Steve, because we've been working together for a long time. So thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, you're the reason I'm here. You actually are the reason I'm here. The big man, Albert Howard, brought us together, and we have worked quite well in the past, and I'd like to continue that in the future. Like I said, if anything happens there on your end at KHNC, I'd be willing to definitely sit down and talk about that and bring back Crucial Nonsense, Dave. And I think we were doing really good there. So yeah, I'd like to see if get another spot back on AM radio. AM radio right now is really growing for talk radio, so I would like to get back in that format again. So you're going to have to make that one work for us. You're going to have to make your magic.
Well, I'll be working on it, that's for sure. And there's been some opportunities availing there. But, you know, the key thing is you know, AM radio is not as good as what I like to do here on RBN because the sound is better, the commercials and everything like that. I mean, AM radio is AM radio, you know. Yeah. And but it is fun because it gets out there. And we're doing very well, actually, all over the Internet right now. We've got listeners all over the world.
Yes,
I mean, we've got people even in Ukraine listening to us. And, of course, the truckers, and we can talk a little bit about them as well. But you know, as you know, Steve, I've been following Fauci now for 30 long years, warning people about him. The guy is a witch doctor, friends. I mean, he is not anybody who should be respected. He should have been booted out of office, thrown, or basically asked to resign. And we said this at least 7 times during 2016, before Trump even got his nomination. The first thing he needs to do is get rid of Fauci. Who? Fauci, F-A-U-C-I, Anthony Fauci, head of National Institutes of Allergies and Infectious Diseases. This man is a mass murderer. Yeah. And this goes back to the days of AIDS, the AZT drugs, which, by the way, are the same kind of drugs as remdesivir, Steve. They are nucleoside analogs. They destroy DNA. That's not a side effect. That's what they're designed to do. But anyhow, I don't want to get too far into that, except for to say, I think we said at least 7 times that, you know, that Trump needed to get rid of Fauci. Well, the first big mistake he made was appointing Alex Azar to Health and Human Services, who is an attorney. Oh, gosh, an attorney who knows all kinds of stuff from Eli Lilly, to run Health and Human Services. He would have been far better off if he'd have gotten somebody like Ron Paul to come in and at least be an advisor and say, look, we got a real problem with Obamacare and the entire healthcare budget community situation here. We have got to fix this. But no, you let an attorney from Eli Lilly run things, and then there's that idiot Francis Collins underneath him, and finally down below is Tony the witch doctor Fauci and his wife, by the way, Christine Grady. You know Christine Grady, Steve? Christine
Grady? I know her. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady, a head of bioethics at the National Institutes of Health. Why in the hell hasn't she been called up? I want to hear what she has to say about the ethics here. Fauci's wife running the ethics at NIH. I'm sorry. I'm getting into it too
well,
fast.
You know, it's typical government, Steve. It's typical government. The smartest guy in the room doesn't get the job. That's pretty much how it always works out. I don't know why. And I'll talk about Republicans and Democrats making the same mistakes. Donald Trump, you and I agree. We've talked about this many times before. Donald Trump's problem started because he didn't treat the Oval Office like he did his own personal entity, his business enterprises. He should have fired people across the board here. Start over with a fresh team, a loyal team. What did he do? He kept holdovers, and they stabbed him in the back. They were behind every little corner taking little notes, looking for ways to take him down. He figured out, he found out the FBI was rogue. They were rogue. They were looking to take him down also. He made so many mistakes in the first term here. And people say, well, he's going to get it right this time. He's going to get it right in 2024. I don't know that to be true, to be honest with you. If he didn't get in there the first day, if he gets back in, they don't steal this thing from him again. If he doesn't go in the first day and wipe everything clean and fire every Democrat, I say every Democrat, I don't care. Get rid of them all. Start over fresh. You might have a shot. And number two, you're going to have to say, forget the mainstream media. They hate you. They hate you so bad, they're going to come after you again a second time. So forget the mainstream media. Focus on people who actually care, who will bring you the good news, the truth news, and that would be the independent media. If you do that, you might have a shot. You might have a shot at a second term, and maybe you will be successful. If not, you are a lame duck president.
That's right. And he can't make the same mistakes. You know, the best thing for Donald Trump to do would be to humble himself right now and admit that he made a huge mistake by letting Fauci run amok. You know, I mean, he really needs to do that. I mean, it's not his style, unfortunately, to admit he made huge mistakes. And people warned him. You know, Scott Atlas was in that Oval Office, and you can see that that one press conference where Fauci turned it into an advertisement sales pitch for Remdesivir, believe it or not. Right. And, I mean, Scott Atlas was there, and both Deborah Birx and Fauci were very afraid of him because they knew that he was on to what was going on. And Trump had an option either to listen to Atlas, who knew what he was talking about, or follow the lead of Redfield, Birx, and Fauci. And that's what he did. He made the wrong decision. And this whole idea of the warp speed vaccine was a disaster. I mean, he's going to have to repent of it. You know, I won't get biblical on you, but here's something to read. First Chronicles chapter 21, where David numbered Israel. And friends, this is about numbering. This is about numbering you. It's not just about vaccinating you. It's about watching everything that's going on, too. This is about keeping a biometric code with a QR system running through your cell phone and the mesh network that operates completely independently as AI, surveying you everywhere you go. And we'll have Virginia Farber on later on to talk about that. She's really good with this stuff. I mean, wait till you hear some of the stuff she's been working with. Deborah Savaris, you may know of, people like that who've been listening to what's been happening with the telecoms, and they are out of control too. This is as bad or worse than what happened with the EUA and the vaccine, Steve.
Yeah. You know, I think we're going to follow Mike Rivero's rules and no calls in the first hour. I think we got enough material to talk about. We'll definitely open up in that second hour. I've talked to Virginia on the phone maybe an hour ago. She's excited about coming on the show and talking about the information she has, what's the lawsuit's all about versus Big Telecom here with their EMF output here and this 5G network they've got installed here. Never trialed. We don't know the health effects because they don't know the health effects, but we have an idea what's going to happen here.
Right.
So we'll have her on that second hour and definitely have the lines open to take those calls. What was I going to say here? Something you and I talked about earlier. I'm going to actually kind of focus more on that.
Right.
On Sunday, I think I'm working on something that just kind of gets my – I'm inquisitive. I want to know more about it. We've talked about it a little bit. I don't know much about it. Actually, I would like to go visit, but I'm talking about the Georgia Guidestones. You and I were talking earlier that there seems to be some kind of code with the evildoers of giving you tidbits of information to give you a heads up, to let you know what's coming the next way here. And so you have some opportunity to maybe make a change in your lifestyle. They're giving you some kind of chance of survival. And you and I were talking earlier. I asked you if you've ever seen the movie The Most Dangerous Game or read the book The Most Dangerous Game. Well, The Most Dangerous Game plot of the story is basically a guy on an island here, a big island, and he's hunted everything. He's killed everything. He's bagged every animal he can think of. There's nothing that's ever stopped him. He's nailed them all. And he thought, well, you know what? What's the most challenging thing I could ever hunt down, and it'd be a human being, because he has a brain, he can think and get himself out of situations. And so he has a guy come on the island there, and the guy has no idea. He probably thinks he's there just on some pleasure cruise here, but he's the only one there, and he's finally told the terms of the deal here. I think you have 48 hours to elude me and not get killed, and if you do so, I'll let you go. And maybe there's a reward. I can't remember. It's been such a long time. But so the most dangerous game is hunting a human being. And I look at what's happening now, and this Georgia Guidestones, there's a whole sequence of different things that the Georgia Guidestones stand for. Their little criteria of what they're looking for in the future. And one of them that really just caught my attention is something we've been hearing about a long time ago, is the population reset, and the number is 500 million people in the entire world. Now, we're approaching nearly 8 billion people on this planet here, and that number just stands out. And then suddenly I find literature on the internet talking about 500 million people, I'm sorry. Is that right? Million or billion?
Right, billion. Yeah.
Billion people. To start the world over again.
Yeah.
And so when you find the literature, pieces of the puzzle that come together, and then you find these Georgia Guidestones, I think this is with these people that have come up with this agenda here, this depopulation agenda. They're giving you some kind of hint what's coming, and now it's up for you to read the signs and make the changes in your life and to take them off. They want a challenge. These people want a challenge in some way. They don't want to just, this is a duck hunt. This is so easy. We're going to nail you all. They want some kind of challenge. They want a resistance. They want some justification. They want the thrill of the kill on their agenda here, and that's COVID-19. So I think I'm going to do more homework and research on the Georgia Guidestones. I definitely want to do that and probably focus on that on my Sunday show. We're going to talk tonight also about this new created diagnosis here, this new cause of death called SADS. That sudden adult death syndrome. Well, I've just recoined it. I just rephrased it. I sent it over to Dr. McCullough. He's probably going to get a kick out of it. I'm calling it shot-associated death syndrome, right. SADS, because that's exactly what we're looking at here. These guys have paved the way for the future to say that normal, healthy appearance people can just suddenly go to bed and never wake up again or drop dead. And that's okay, because we have a diagnosis now. We have a cause of death. We don't even need to do an autopsy. It's called sudden adult death syndrome. No autopsy needed. We'll just label it that and you move on your merry way. This was rolled out for a reason, because we are going to see a wave of death with young people. And they're going to be throwing this term at you left and right. You're going to see it in the mainstream media. They're going to saturate the airwaves with it, the TV with it. It's SADS. It's just sudden adult death syndrome. We don't know much about it. We just know that young people just die.
Yeah.
Well, I have my experience with people dying very young has always been associated with an arrhythmia. And those people that I know who died in their 20s and early 30s had a family history of an arrhythmia problem. They had electrical conduction problems in their heart, and they died under exertion, running, jogging, whatever they were doing. They died because of that. And the autopsy proved that. They came back and said, they had an arrhythmia. They knew about it. They didn't think it was that serious. Evidently it was. They end up dying during a jog. And so these unexpected young people dying have always been associated with an arrhythmia. Always. Now it's not that anymore. It's just people just go to bed and they don't wake up anymore. It's sudden adult death syndrome. And we don't have a cause. We just know that's what we call it. And don't bother with an autopsy. Look away. Go somewhere else. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. We do have a clip. And if we're getting ready close to a break, and we probably are, Michael, let's skip that break. We're going to play this clip here. I want to play this. It's on InfoWars. It's a Greg Reese video. It's actually 5 minutes and 41 seconds. There's a commercial in the middle after 5:20, Michael. I don't know if we can cut that. If not, we'll run the commercial and then give Alex Jones some commercial time. I mean, I'm stealing his video here for the for the use of this network and this show here. So I guess I could be nice enough. If I'm going to steal it, I'm going to give him a little plug there anyway. That's fine with me. It's actually 5 minutes and like 40 or 41 seconds. But the name of the article, the video is called Massive Biostructure Found in COVID Vaccine. Those who've taken the COVID shot are having massive biostructures. They're finding an autopsy. And I'll talk about some of my evidence that I got from my source in Missouri. And he is in touch with a good friend who is a mortician and telling him through me that there are some complications with embalmment. So, Michael, let's go ahead and let's try to do this clip right now. Let's go ahead and start it.
The evidence of vaccine death and injuries is overwhelming to anyone capable of seeing past the mainstream media's hypnotic lies. The numbers tell us that the vaccines have already caused a 20% increase in deaths.
Now we have a run rate of about 20% excess mortality. That's confirmed by the CDC numbers, the funeral home numbers, and the insurance company numbers. And then somebody did an independent study I saw recently suggesting 20% is the number. So we're running at 20% excess deaths.
And a 10% increase in disabilities.
This is a stunning number. You're telling me that things been flat for 5 years of 29 million, and all of a sudden out of the data, they got 3 million people are disabled out of nowhere?
Correct.
And now we are beginning to understand that this is just the beginning. Things are going to get much, much worse. Many of us have already seen the mysterious objects found in the vials of COVID vaccines by two separate independent groups using electron microscopy. We are also familiar with the rising number of strokes, heart attacks, and other side effects experienced worldwide after the biggest experimental vaccination in history. And now we are getting a first glimpse of what is causing all this. Something in the COVID vaccines seems to be growing within the recipient's vascular system. Anomalous objects are being discovered in the dead bodies of the vaccinated by embalmers and coroners. Horrific things being grown inside the veins and arteries. These are not blood clots, and they appear to be some sort of organic material with small crystals and extremely thin wires made up of what looks like reptilian scales. This internal blockage growing within the vaccinated would certainly explain all of the deadly side effects we are seeing today. What the mainstream media is currently spinning as sudden adult death syndrome. We do not know what these things are, but they are being found by embalmers and coroners everywhere, except pretty much all of them are too afraid to speak out, or they don't care. Only one has shown the courage to speak out so far, and this is the real tragedy. For those who remain silent, things will not get better. The FDA is poised to authorize these deadly vaccines to children as young as 6 months old, and humanity does nothing.
Today, we want to provide an update on a topic that I know many parents and grandparents are focused on: the potential for the first COVID-19 vaccines for kids under 5. We have waited a long time for this moment.
Well, guys, here's some good news. The Biden administration has finally announced a vaccine rollout plan for children under 5, and they've ordered 10 million doses. That's great. Right now, kids are like, oh my gosh, we could finally meet up for drinks. Yep, as we speak, everyone in the lollipop industry is like, we're buying a yacht. Here we go. You get a lollipop, you get one. It's very exciting until you hear a 4-year-old scream, Facebook told me Bill Gates controls the vaccines. You go, okay, shoot.
Why should we deserve anything other than pain and suffering if we do nothing to protect our own children? Once those afraid of speaking out begin seeing their coroner tables filled with dead children, it will be too late. But it's not too late now. If you are an embalmer, a coroner, or a funeral director, and you are seeing these things, there is still time to save the lives of our innocent children. You can start now by contacting Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
there's a little bit more to this. We're going through a commercial. We're not going to play it. Actually, the promo for InfoWars, it's still rolling. So hang in there. Should come right in soon.
Powerful clip, though. Powerful.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Well, Michael, that is a long little plug there, isn't it?
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
There you go. Everything on there, I fully agree with. Everything. Seeds, all the emergency stuff. If you haven't started yet, you better start right now. That's all I've got to say, because it's coming. The wave is coming. These shortages are getting more numerous, more severe. We've seen the protein taken out of our circulation here, and that's all by purpose to damage your immune system, no doubt about it. I want to bring something up to your attention. Steve, I don't know if I told you this. I had a conversation, text conversation with Dr. Peter McCullough a couple of days ago.
Ah.
And we're seeing in the ER, coming through the ER now, seasonal flu, which is the oddest thing, because the flu, they always associated the flu season with basically a vitamin B deficiency and a vitamin D deficiency. And it is hot and sunny down here, so we have no excuse of having a vitamin D deficiency. And we are seeing the seasonal flu. So I threw that at him and I said, is this related to the COVID shots? His answer back was yes. And we will see a wave of death in the future. More disease, more death coming in the future. That's pretty much the end of the text I got from him. But he's preparing us to tell you that, yes, this is this whole thing of, he agreed with me that the SADS was created as an excuse to explain why normal healthy-looking people, just looking at them healthy, would suddenly just drop dead or go to sleep and never wake up again. So this sudden adult death syndrome was all manufactured for an excuse for the wave of death we will be seeing in the future. What else can I add to that? Steve, you got any comments on that?
Oh, all kinds of things. And the thing I really like about it is you actually talk to an embalmer you knew. And this is important because, you know, my wife is very much in tune with what's going on, but she likes to check references. And she says, you show these pictures that Mike Adams has of these looks like worms, tapeworms in people's, yeah, that are clogging up people's systems, sometimes as big as your finger in your aorta. You know what I mean? How did this get started? And she's asking these questions, and I'm saying, look, the experts that are on there, some of them are speaking anonymously, and then Steve Elkins had contacted somebody that he knew as an embalmer who's confirming this. Ladies and gentlemen, this people need to see these photos. They need to see these pictures. They need to see what's really going on, because this stuff is actually happening. And as Dr. Peter McCullough had said, yes, we will see more deaths, either related to antibody-dependent enhancements we've talked about, or the ongoing blood clots. Now, I've said it for a long time, Steve, and I'll kind of turn it back over to you. I said in the very beginning there could be as many as 20,000 tests going on here. So no two of these are going to be the same. Some people are even going to receive placebo, okay? Yeah. The barcodes know for sure. They're testing this stuff on us, and we have no idea what they're doing. Go ahead, Steve. You know, you take
That emergency use authorization allows them not to give the ingredients. That's pretty serious stuff here. You think about it. They're actually going against their own protocols. Now, everything you buy on the shelf, anything that goes in your body you consume or ingest, must have a label and tell you the ingredients of that contents that are going to be ingested, taken into your body. This does not, they're not allowed to. They don't have to. For some reason, they're given a pass on their vaccine or shot your emergency use authorization that they don't have to list the ingredients of this shot that goes into your body. That's why the pharmacist is getting a blank insert with that vial. We'll come right back. You're listening to Steve Elkins and Steve Czars taking over for Mike Rivero just for today for What Really Happened. Stay tuned.
Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And we are back. Steve Elkins at the mic here, along with Steve Czars. We're sitting in for Mike Rivera today, and this is What Really Happened. So to get back to, we're talking about this clip a little bit here, this massive biostructure found in COVID vaccine. The morticians are having a hard time. One of my sources up in Missouri area has a friend who is a mortician, and he sent me some information, basically a one-on-one conversation with the mortician. He agreed. And he came forth and he said, well, yes, I'm having a lot of problems with the embalming process. For some reason, we're having a hard time getting the embalming fluid into the body beyond a certain point sometimes. And we forcefully can't hardly get it through. Now, there's a stricture or there's clots or something going on here. But as we saw or listened to in the Greg Reese clip there from InfoWars, massive biostructure is probably what's the causation, what's happening here, that we can't get the fluid beyond a certain point here. So we actually have a mortician who's come forward. There's been many, many more. And of course, the video, the clip was saying, if you're a mortician, you're having issues, please contact this person here to give more insight of what you're seeing here. This is serious stuff. This is serious stuff. Now, I got an article just the other day. Australia, you remember Australia, that country, that communist country down under, and their forced vaccination plan are now seeing a wave of death. And, of course, they've jumped on the bandwagon with this brand new cause of death they've just created to cover themselves in the future called SAD, sudden adult death syndrome. I'm going to rename it. I'm going to call it shot-associated death syndrome because that's exactly what it is. And you and I were talking off air for the last break here. When will the people put the pieces of the puzzle together to say, you know what, 2 years ago we didn't have any of these problems. Now, for some reason, we have young people that are going to bed, not waking up. We have young people just dropping dead. And we're quick to just jump on this government-created SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. Something is not right. We didn't have this problem 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. We have a problem since what? Since we started the vaccination shot program using this messenger RNA spike protein DNA modifier. We haven't had a problem until we started that. So to me, it's quite simple to put the pieces of the puzzle together. But there's some of those people, Steve, are never going to be convinced. They are just not smart enough to figure this out. This is not rocket science. You've added this variable, and now you have this problem, adverse event, this problem, this death, and now it all makes perfect sense to me. It makes perfect sense to you. This listening audience gets it. Some people won't. And I don't know, what can we say, Steve? We can't save them all, but we can plant the seeds, and hopefully this listening audience can send some seeds out and wise people up to saying, if you've started the process of taking shots, these COVID messenger RNA shots, this DNA modifiers, if you started the process, please stop now. You may have a shot. You may have a chance, but you're going to have to stop now. There's probably something, maybe, possibly, I don't know this, a detoxification program out there. Somebody probably has an idea of how to detox once you've started this process to detox your body of these poisons. But until I know, I can only theorize that there's something, but don't know for sure. Hopefully there is.
Yeah, and many of these doctors should be held accountable personally for it, to be really honest with you. And Steve, I just applaud your courage for standing up and putting up with it. I mean, you had a great job, a great position, a well-respected healthcare worker, and you weren't willing to go along with this. I've known a number of other people like you, but you are the salt of the earth. And I stood on the corner with a lot of our healthcare workers when they were protesting this outside of Banner Health, and I had a bullhorn, and I was telling them right there, you're guilty of all 10 Nuremberg crimes. These hung Nazi doctors. I mean, people need to, actually, I think they need to enact capital punishment for these mass murderers, and Fauci should be the first one up there. I mean, that's how bad it is, friends. Somebody has to get a message across to these people that this kind of stuff is absolutely intolerable. And I mean, we really do need to, the law enforcement, which, as we said about Donald Trump, not getting back to that subject, the man just didn't know how to enforce the law. You know, unfortunately, he thought this was going to be like a let's make a deal with Monty Hall instead of Matt Dillon and Gunsmoke. You know what I mean? He didn't get it. And I'm not really crazy about seeing him come back in 2024. I'm sorry to say, it's not that I hate Trump, but I mean, do you want somebody who can't do the job? Look, we are in this mess because Trump fell for all this stuff. Yeah. And I'm going to hold him accountable to it all the way. But I didn't want to get off on that subject except for to say.
No, I think that's I feel the same way. I mean, he was boasting about it. You know, he's the guy that brought you the warp speed. I mean, he bragged about it. Now he doesn't talk about it much. Why doesn't he talk about it much? Probably because he actually knows the VAERS data, which is about 40 to 41% underestimated, by the way. Yeah. But he probably realizes now this was a bad thing. He had some really bad advice. He had some really bad handlers. He had some evil people in the backgrounds guiding him along. And I do hold him accountable. And when's the last time we've ever heard a president actually say, you know, I messed up, the buck stops here? It goes back a ways to hear that speech, the buck stops here. Right. But truly, he has not taken responsibility. And he's kind of pushed beyond that. And still wants you to, is focusing on the economy. I had a great economy going for you, and now they've ruined it, and I'm going to come back and fix the economy again. You're going to have the same problems you had the first four years on the first term, unless you do some things differently. And I'm not convinced that he will do things differently. He's going to bring – if you keep any holdovers, I'm sorry, you can just forget this. You know, this whole January 6th – I'm going to call this January 6th committee here this – It's a kangaroo court. I call it the omission commission because it is cherry picking the data. They've got 14,000 hours of video, but they're not going to show you Ray Epps on the bullhorn. They're not going to show you the federal agents opening the gates and saying, come on in. This is basically an agenda just to derail this guy, derail Donald Trump for 2024, disqualify him by saddling him with a felony of insurrection, but they don't have it. They don't have it. They don't have the verbal saying, you know, break into the Capitol and do this and that. They don't have it. You talk about coming together peacefully and make your voices be heard. You can't twist that into insurrection of breaking into the Capitol, destroying things. You can't do it.
No.
So you and I talked earlier that I still stand by this. If this doesn't succeed, and it shouldn't, because if you have a true rule of law, Of course, the DOJ, the Department of Justice, won't even look at this because they know this is a kangaroo court. This is one-sided. This is a witch hunt. This is partisan all the way. The Democrats, everybody on the board hates Trump. They got to find a way to make sure he doesn't come back in 2024. So I would not be surprised if this fails, if it fails to convict him and label him with the insurrection, or they fail to succeed in placing that seed in your mind to not vote for this guy because he's guilty, then they'll win. But if they don't win on this fraud, then they'll probably put a contract on him. They will assassinate Donald Trump. We will see another president or ex-president who would be a president again assassinated. Do not put that beyond question, because this is very possible. You and I have talked about it.
Oh, yeah, it happens every time. I mean, Lincoln went into office knowing he was already receiving assassination threats. You know, Teddy Roosevelt was shot in the chest while he was getting ready to give a speech. He bled for a little while, sat up there, and they finally announced him. He came up and said a few words and said, I got to go to the hospital now because I've just been shot in the chest. And they shot Reagan. They shot, they shot how many, you know, of course, I think even FDR might have been killed by them. John F. Kennedy, obviously, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, all inside jobs, ladies and gentlemen, all hits coming from the same dark cartel that's running around here. Why anyone would want to be president and take that on is either because he's phony or because he's stupid. Now, come on. Trump, I think, could do the job if he had to, but he's going to have to lock himself down in a bunker, and he's going to have to get to the point. You know what? I think it could get to the point, Steve, where everybody loves Trump if he would lower the boom, because they'd be begging for clemency, a lot of these people, which is what we need. We need to start with every one of these offices and say, okay, let the little rats talk about the big ones, and let's see who wants clemency. You know,
Steve, I mentioned one time, and you're right, you mentioned something about locking yourself down in the bunker. What would be wrong with that? What would be wrong with locking yourself down in the bunker? Stay in the White House, the best of security. You hire your own security, by the way. You don't trust the FBI anymore and the CIA. You hire top guns to protect you and your family. You bring them in a closed circulation, a little village, your own little place here, and you release the names of the deep state members, the people who run the show, the deep state people. You out them, and then you have hopefully law enforcement. You have some serious some intelligence that is honest intelligence, and you seal off the borders and you catch these rats as they try to leave the country. You've out of the deep state, you've broke their back, and now you can actually get on doing the business of the people, fix this country, fix the problems, and find the solutions and fix the problems. I would say, let's lock my whole family down. You see, if you do it that way, there's no way they can intimidate your family and take your family out and harm your family. You have your family in a combine. You're taking care of their needs. You're protecting them. And you simply out the deep state people. He knows who they are. He knows who they are.
He has to, yeah. And he has all the capability of closed-circuit television to talk to people instead of going out and shaking hands and doing the sword dance with the Saudi Arabians and going to a basketball game with Kim Jong-un. Oh, come on. You know, this enough of this you know, flip-flops stuff that he does. I mean, you got to look at this job seriously. We are in serious trouble here because of his negligence. And I'm not against Trump, but I'm kicking him hard in the ass because he deserves it. He deserves it. You know, he allowed this thing to happen. As I said in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, David numbered Israel, but he immediately repented of it. Trump is way overdue for what he should have been doing. He should have been fixing this a long time ago. He needs to admit he blew it. David was willing to offer his own life. He said, look, this was my mistake. I numbered Israel, and this plague came down, and God spared him. He showed him what to do. I mean, Trump could fix this thing, but I'm fed up with him, man. I'm just fed up. You know, when he got off the jet after he left Washington, and the only thing he could say was, well, at least we got the vaccine out there. I mean, it just turned my stomach, you know. I mean, I can't believe this guy's such an idiot. You know, I mean, I'm sorry about it, but friends, you know, we need better leadership. We can't have people like this. Yeah. And, you know, but it's just as bad all the way up and down the line. See, here's the big problem. The insurrection actually took place in Washington. It's been there all along. Why is it that if a party brings a charge of impeachment to any president, they need to be answering for it and saying, okay, let's see if it's legitimate? Because if this is not a legitimate charge, guess who is the insurrectionist?
Exactly. Exactly. Question who brings the charges, because they're the guilty ones trying to pin something on you. You know, what we're looking at now, and this is like made for TV, primetime TV, we are looking at the official out of office impeachment of Donald Trump right now is what we're looking at. This is an impeachment again of Donald Trump, character assassination. If he were strong, he'd be filing lawsuits now against everybody on this omission commission of January 6th. I would definitely I'd be suing these people, sue their pants off, because this is not following the rule of law. The rule of law has already been followed. They've actually looked at, the Department of Justice has looked at this already and determined there's been no insurrection, not on Donald Trump. The riot, whatever happened there, actually started minutes before his speech to say, make your voices be heard.
Yep,
so it happened minutes before. So it you can't tie it together. And certainly the verbalizations at his little speech there cannot be twisted to say he incited a riot. This is an insurrection, overthrowing of the government. You can't make that case. You cannot make the case. That's why I came up with the other theory of possibility that if they can't get him disqualified by illegal means, if they can't disqualify him, they'll kill him.
Yeah.
They'll kill him.
Yeah. They've probably made Tim's already. But, you know, the key thing is this is a job for law enforcement. He swore on the Bible that he would protect our Constitution. He's in real trouble, friends. I'm going to tell you, if you like Trump at all, you better pray for him, because if you read Revelation chapter 22, the last chapter, it talks about sorcerers. Yeah. Now, that word sorcery in the book of Revelation is taken from pharmakia. That's everything from Anthony Fauci to fentanyl to oxys and all this stuff. Now, listen, I'm not against pharmaceutical drugs completely, friends, but I'm saying this is a really corrupt business. As a matter of fact, there was a Blue Cross study that was put out, Steve, that talked about how much benefit these doctors get per patient if their children, their pediatrics, if they have all 25 required vaccines, and it's $400 over a period of a year. With the numbers about 1,500 patients, they get something like $680,000 for pushing these things. That's corrupt. I have run into these doctors who were just so obnoxious I couldn't believe it. About if your doctor's telling you to take a vaccine, I want you to ask him this question: how much are you getting paid for this? Ask him straight out. If he lies to you, grab your medical records and run out. They're
yours, you know, I had a conversation with a physician, my physician, and he actually was a good physician, but he was not knowledgeable in the vaccines. He was not knowledgeable. I told him about there's mercury. He was trying to get me to take the flu shot. Yeah. Yeah. It's not a vaccine, because people still get the flu after taking the shot. And I told him that there's mercury in there. No, there's not. Yeah, there is. Yeah, there's. No, there's not. They stopped doing that long ago. So no, it's under a different name. It's called thimerosal.
That's right.
Look at your label of your insert. Thimerosal. Look it up yourself. He actually stopped. He didn't want to argue with me, but I hope he actually looked it up, because I was absolutely correct. Yeah, they just find different names to place it under, you know, to fool you. And a physician who doesn't do his homework to say, well, what is this? What is this? I never heard of thimerosal. Look it up. Oh, it's mercury. You know, they're just calling it something else. So I think a lot of physicians are in that situation here. I have lost a lot of friends. I have lost family over this issue. And no regrets. I stand my ground of what I know. And what I spoke about, I hold accountability. And Steve, I got to tell you, I'm right. I'm right and they were wrong. I'm right and they were wrong.
Show them those blood clots. Say, you don't want to believe this, I know, but you need to look at it because it's real. This is what's happening to people out there right now. Because you can't believe how stupid people really were. But this is the big problem because we'll probably talk about this with Virginia later on. With this, what they call, you know, a cognitive warfare, ladies and gentlemen. My profession, journalism, has to take responsibility for that. Friends, you know, free speech is not the right to endanger the public. That has never been allowed. Going back to Oliver Wendell Holmes and people like that, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater, especially when there isn't one.
Short commercial break here, and we do have one caller on the line. We'll take it when we come back after the short commercial break. Steve Elkins, Steve Starrs, this is What Really Happened. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Biden continues to push for more gun laws. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Last night, President Biden addressed the nation to push Congress for more gun control laws. He said, "For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept?" And he said, "Do something." Can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with Biden. We should do something. We should prosecute criminals and keep them in jail for their entire sentence. We should have armed police or security at all schools. We should enforce the gun laws already on the books. For example, prosecute people who lie on the FBI background check form. We should do everything we can to get more good guys with guns out visible in the public. We should fund our law enforcement and teach children to respect them again. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem, Parabellum.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the market's crazy, crash. We'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over.
Michael, you need to turn up our volume here. I hear the commercial. That's all right. Here we are. We're back. Steve Elkins and Steve Starrs. This is What Really Happened, taking over for Mike Rivero today. He'll be back behind the mic, good as new, hopefully, by Monday there for the regular show he puts on here. He does a great job. We're really thankful and happy to have Mike Rivero part of this network. He's the backbone, I got to say. You were talking about earlier about the mass, I'm going to say right here, it's called, Robert Malone coined the phrase, I think, far as I know he did, mass formation psychosis. How does this happen? How does this all work? Well, when you remove the possibility or remove the early treatments for COVID-19 and you say there's no other treatments, all we have is this vaccine that just rolled out, by the way, this warp speed vaccine here. This is your savior from dying. And then they show you the pictures on TV, which really irritated me, that they walk through the ICU with their cameras taking pictures of people on ventilators that most of them were not actually COVID patients. They were car accidents and everything you can think of, sepsis, you name it. But they took those images, they planted that seed in your mind, they removed all the possible treatments for COVID and told you, if you don't take the shot, you're going to end up like this guy over here. And he's got a hole in his neck. He's been trached now. So you better take the shot. This is what they call mass formation psychosis. Robert Malone was talking about it. I think even Dr. Peter McCullough talked about it. And what an amazing psychological event here to, like I said, it worked out perfect. So many people bought into this. They said, oh, my God, there's no other solutions. And, of course, the stupidity of mask wearing, social distancing, hand washing, all these stupid things. And once those are kind of peaked out on the fear factor, then they roll out what? They roll out the shot, not a vaccine. They roll out a shot that does not prevent. Now, just a couple days ago, Steve, I don't know if you saw this. Anthony Fauci, Mr. Gain of Function himself, has now tested positive for COVID. How could that possibly be? He's been vaccinated twice, double vaxxed. How could this possibly be? Well, because he wasn't double vaxxed. He was given a placebo. He was given normal saline. He told you he took it. But this negates the whole thing of the COVID shot. When somebody pushing it, like Fauci, saying take it or else, you could end up in the hospital, very serious infection, whatever, or be on a ventilator, one or the other. But this whole idea now, first of all, leaving from 95.4% safe and effective, to now we say, what is the percentage now, Steve? What do you think the percentage on this thing is? There is none. I know, far as I know, it's zero, because I know so many people who've taken a COVID shot and who've got COVID. So yeah. I know more people in that situation than ever. So it's down 5%, maybe. I don't know, effectiveness. Most people I know have taken the shot have got COVID. So it's worthless. It's poison. Yeah. And if you always take runs. It, yep. What can I say? I can't stop you from taking it. If you take it, then you have to accept the consequences. Second hour coming up. Our special guest, Virginia Feher. We'll be right back. Second hour.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.